This is URN.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to tonight's edition of The Pulse. Now we're going to head over to Pasha, who has a story for us that caused quite a stir.
Yeah, it did, actually. So Evening Standard News, for their October cover, they used to launch Knowles. However, here's the catch, right? They edited out some of her picture without her consent, and she took to Instagram to call them out about this, ironically using a lyric from one of her songs, Don't Touch My Hair. Evening Standard has since apologized and stated that they photoshopped the cover photo purely for layout purposes, and it just shocks me, to be honest, because someone with such of a public figure like Solange Knowles, if they can photoshop her cover without her consent, can you imagine how much they photoshop models on the covers? And again, this brings about the issue of retouching and body image issues. So France recently has passed a law where any commercial photo that is photoshopped, they have to bear a label, and this was with the aim to start combating eating disorders and body image dysmorphia. And the question that I'm going to open up for discussion is, has political correctness in terms of photoshopping gone a bit too far, or would you say this is a step in the right direction?
Personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with photoshopped images per se, as long as people are aware that they are photoshopped. I look at adverts and I look at magazines and I don't believe the people in them to be real. I don't believe them to have looked like that. I believe there to be some evidence of photo tampering, and there's nothing wrong with that as long as you do believe that that's not real. It's when people believe that those images are real, that they're being presented as role models in more than just behaviour but in looks, that becomes a massively dangerous thing. So I completely agree with the way that France is going about it. I would say it's gone too far. If photoshopped images were banned, if images that were tampered with are banned, but to have them at least bearing some sort of mark that says there is in some way, shape or form some editing done to this, be of the person. Obviously, you know, could be shot in front of a green screen. It wouldn't be a bit terrible if a movie had to have a logo in the corner saying this was not shot on location or something. But to have some sort of marker saying the person or people in these images have been photoshopped goes a long way to combating quite a lot of the issues, at least in my mind. But I don't know whether you
does
agree.
That, I don't know. Does that not kind of defeat the purpose of what they're trying to achieve with Photoshop, which is like,
yeah, unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, and it's not obviously like you don't, I'm not saying that you want people to feel bad because they see something that's photoshopped, but also I don't think magazines are necessarily putting these pictures of perfect women up, perfect being, you know, to make people feel good. I think they know what they're doing when they do this sort of thing. I don't think they're trying to make women feel good about themselves, and I'm not sure that they would necessarily comply to that.
So that's right. The adverts are put up there to be as appealing as possible,
yeah,
and appealing in a number of different ways, and in order to do that it has to bear some sort of mark saying this is not real life. You don't go into I'll go back to the film analogy, you don't go back into a film, you know, films don't need a mark saying you will not become a superhero, mm-hmm, if you get bitten by a radioactive spider, for example, because it's clear that that's not, even though it might be a role model, even might be someone you look up to, it's not meant to be realistic. Whereas adverts are meant to be.
Mm.
They are sold to you on the basis of buy this product, follow this diet, eat this food, and you will look like the person in the advert. And if that isn't achievable without photo editing technology, then it is incumbent on the magazine, the billboard, however it's displayed, the advertising company.
Yeah, no, the only thing I think, I do agree with you, but I just think that maybe they'll just find another way to get around it. I'm not sure how you would, but if that's your entire aim is to make people think you're going to look like the Slender Blend adverts for protein shakes that were on, and it was like something about being on the beach and stuff
body
like
that.
Yeah, that's it. And the woman was so obviously photoshopped. And I'm sure they'd find a way to get around that. And I just don't see, you know, they'll probably have that in fine print or something like that. And then next to it, this woman who's got the perfect figure, if you like. And I'm not sure how much impact that would really make.
I'm finding it interesting what you're saying about the perfect woman. I agree with this. It's hardly ever that you see a scandal like this that's about a man. Mm. It seems that the media, I'm not sure it's about political correctness, but it seems that the media has to try and shoehorn people to be the ideal as opposed to anything else. For example, I'm sure you remember last year the Meghan Trainor scandal. Yeah. She wasn't thin enough for the purposes of the media, so they had to try, or they didn't have to, they felt it necessary to try and slim her down. And I just find it ridiculous. But they're held to this kind of standard, the unachievable standard. It's like the models, you see, none of them are ever going to be that thin. I just find it ridiculous in this day and age, the media feel that you have to be their idea of a perfect woman as opposed to just yourself. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is sad, just because the target audience that they reach, the majority of them, are actually young, impressionable people. And it's very easy to get sucked into a false reality almost. And again, France only passed this law quite recently, which is October the 1st, and this is again a precedent of its kind. So the majority of these magazines that you see are completely edited, and if you do a side-by-side comparison, it's almost unreal how much the retouching has gone. And I can't remember who it was who said it, but it was a famous figure, and she was like, don't ever look at magazines and think, oh, when I want to look like this, because even the person on the cover will never look like this on their best days.
Yeah, you are right. It is sad that people feel that, or the media feels the need to do this, but the media feels the need to do it because that's what people want. It's a vicious cycle. It comes back round. I have said for a long time on this show that I think that lads mags are terrible and harmful, but they're not a tent. They're nowhere near as harmful as magazines aimed at teenage girls and young girls that are chock full of adverts, everything from perfume to all sorts of adverts, and almost all of the models in them are photoshopped, and that creates an image for people who aren't world weary, who don't know, who haven't seen these models' comments saying don't believe what you see in magazines. And they're sold, you know, lad mags rightly are top shelf and are covered up with stickers and are, you know, not for general consumption. They are quite, they're made deliberately harder to obtain because they're obscene, they're unhealthy, as it were, as in the material in them isn't for general consumption. But magazines for teenage girls are sold lower shelf, no problems. They're marketed at impressionable people because it isn't only young girls that read those magazines, and they are full of these images that we've been saying. It is a shame that the media feels the need to have such issues, but if I'm sure the law in France will say something like it has to be a large P placed maybe in the bottom quarter of the photo that is no smaller than 2 inches from top to bottom. You know, it's clearly visible. The law will state how clearly visible it has to be. You can't get around those kinds of things without it being illegal. The Advertising Standards Agency in the UK has had some interesting discussions recently because we have standards in these countries, and if the standards become that a photoshopped image has to bear some sort of mark, then we will see it very difficult for companies to get around that. And I personally think, and I don't know, and I'll be interested to see whether you agree, that would actually see a trend towards more, I don't want to say average in a negative way, but to more normal looking people.
Do you know what, though? I thought it was quite interesting. We was talking about women's magazines and the ideal woman, but I've never seen a plus-size male model in my life. Not in a magazine and not on the runway or anything like that.
I don't think there are anywhere near as many male models as there are female models.
Yeah, but representation... I feel like we're getting closer to this representation of, as you say, the more average female physique, if you like. There's, like, the Dove adverts with the women and all of that kind of thing, and I mean, it's not perfect, and there's so, like, far from perfect. There is so much pressure. I just find it interesting, like, does it affect men the same way? I don't know, because I'm not a man.
That's an interesting question, and one that I don't think I'm best placed to answer. I didn't look at magazines featuring... I didn't look at magazines and adverts that feature people who I wanted to aspire to look like because of the product they had. I read things like sporting magazines. So they had, buy these boots and you'll play like this footballer. So that's a slightly different image to that's not change your physical... That's not... It's similar, and it is in the same category, and I think it would be... But as in, the image of the footballer hasn't had to be photoshopped in that advert. Although, let's take... Well, one of the more famous male models of recent years, David Beckham. Were his images in those underwear adverts photoshopped? I can't remember. I don't remember reading anything about it, but I would assume that they were. Regardless of whether you assume that they were or they weren't, the question is, do those adverts affect men in the same way as the adverts of women affect women? And that is something that, quite frankly, I would like to see some scientific research into, because I have absolutely no idea.
This is URN.